This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news headlines first. High-level committee recommends on continuing the lockdown to prevent and control the coronavirus outbreak. Today's cabinet meeting to take the final decision regarding the lockdown, industries to be gradually reopened. The number of coronavirus cases rises to 82 after 7 more people tested positive in Nepalganj, 6 people returning home today after being cured of coronavirus, and corona death toll across the world rises above 251,000. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the High-Level Coordination Committee for the Prevention and Control of Coronavirus has decided to give continuity to the lockdown imposed by the government. The meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwadar yesterday decided to this effect. Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers Narayan Prasad Bidari shared the committee assessed to the moves of the government to be effective. He said the length of the extension for the lockdown would be determined by the cabinet. The participants in the meeting had endorsed extension of the stay-at-home order that had been enforced by the government since May 24th to contain the spread of deadly COVID-19 infection. The meeting also dealt about how to reduce the cases of COVID-19 to nil. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed the number of people tested positive for coronavirus has reached 82. During a regular press meet organized at the ministry yesterday, ministry spokesperson Dr. Vikas Devkota informed the number of coronavirus cases in state 1 has reached 31, state 2 has 13, Bagmati state has 7, Gandaki state has 2, state 5 has 24, and Far West state has 5. More than 66,000 samples have been tested so far via PCR and RDT methods for the coronavirus across the country. Dr. Devkota further said the number of people suspected of COVID-19 rather has reached 120. Among 31 persons infected with coronavirus at Koshi Hospital, 6 persons are being discharged today with full recovery. Minister for Social Development in State 1, Jeevan Khimide, shared this information at a press conference yesterday evening. Throat swabs from 6 persons tested with PCR method was resulted in negative for 3 times among 13 persons brought to the hospital from Phulke of Udaipur on April 17 and 18. In the wake of the growing cases of COVID-19, the Nepalgunj people have been urged to maintain restaurant and social and religious harmony. Mayor of Nepalgunj Submetropolitan City, Dr. Dhawal Shamshir Rana, requested for social and religious harmony and urged the people not to sway by the rumors. Mayor Rana also urged everyone not to spread misleading news and rumors via social networking sites. He informed that the Submetropolitan City was working actively with effective coordination among state and federal governments. He said efforts were underway to amplify the specimen tests and contact tracing. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patwari held interaction with opposition leaders in the federal parliament. He held discussion to take suggestions for upcoming budget of fiscal year 2077-78 BS. He received suggestions from main opposition Nepali Congress, Nepal Workers and Patients Party and Rashtriya Janamorcha lawmakers. Minister Patwari shared that such practice would strengthen the parliamentary practice. He committed to address the suggestions received from the lawmakers flowed in the discussions. The Ministry of Health and Population is to conduct a genetic research and study on COVID-19. The Nepal Health Research Council under the Ministry held a discussion among the scientists, virologists and concerned organizations, persons on the research and study to be conducted on the genetics of COVID-19. Council's Registrar Pusparaj Khanal said as Nepal recorded 82 COVID-19 infections so far, there had been no death reported due to the deadly infection. The genetic study of COVID-19 is deemed important to determine the kind of gene. One person died and 5 others were injured after being struck by lightning at Kumak Rural Municipality. Valley D3, this is, has been identified as 6-year-old Timani Rana. Rana was struck by lightning at home. Other injured included her family members, Atiram Rana, 36, his wife Deepa Rana, 30, 8-year-old son Yamraj Rana, 26-year-old Tegh Bahadur Rana, and Rana Singh Rana, 23. DSP at the District Police Office, Salyan Dekendra Khatibara, said the injured were undergoing treatment at Salyan Hospital and their situation is normal. The Finance and Development Committee of Gandak State Assembly held video conferencing yesterday with the chairs of all seven states' Finance and Development Committees about the prevention and control measures taken against COVID-19. The virtual meeting also recommended the federal government to make provisions for natural and throat swab tests in all 77 districts across the country. Likewise, the meeting also agreed on changing the existing modality of the lockdown. The Women Rehabilitation Center, OREC, has recorded 176 cases of violence against girls and women during lockdown beginning from March 24 to May 1. The cases were reported to the OREC through its 3 hotlines and 28 psychosocial counselors. Of the cases, 103 are related to the domestic violence, 15 are of social violence, 26 are related to rape, and 5 are attempted rape. The OREC has spoken the need of a mechanism capable of addressing the possible cases of violence against women during the lockdown against COVID-19. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Agni Sapkota, has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed General Secretary of the Federal Parliament, Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam, amidst a program at Singh Darbar yesterday. On the occasion, National Assembly Chair, Presidents of different parliamentary committees, parliaments and secretariat employees were present. Talking to journalists following swearing ceremony, General Secretary Gautam said his main responsibility would be to coordinate with the House of Representatives and National Assembly. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओइ वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छ त सरी
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Police in Biratnagar have arrested 2 people along with 10 million Indian rupees in cash. According to the superintendent of the armed police force, Netra Bahadur Garki, 2 individuals were arrested at the Unified Customs Checkpost for carrying nearly 10 million rupees in cash. They were caught after being frisked. They had come in a truck from Supaula in Bihar and had hid the cash in carton boxes. The private and boarding school organization of Nepal Baptist has called on the government to recognize internal assessment as the base for the secondary education examinations SEE grading. Baptist suggests that the National Examinations Board may use internal assessment of SEE students for the year 2076 BS as the base for issuing their grade sheets, noting it is feasible and appropriate at the moment. The SEE exam scheduled to take place from March 19 had been put off as per the decision of the High-Level Coordination Committee for the Prevention and Control of COVID-19 on March 18. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. 251,718 people around the world have now died from COVID-19, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. The number of confirmed cases exceeds 3.5 million, while nearly 1.2 million people have recovered. Meanwhile, the death toll in the United States continues to surge with 70,847 deaths and 101,337 cases. The U.S. continues to lead worldwide cases and deaths from the virus. Likewise, coronavirus deaths in the United Kingdom have surpassed the 30,000 mark, the highest in Europe, according to the official data. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that the Taliban were not living up to their commitments under an agreement signed this year. It signs the fragile deal is under strain by a political deadlock and increasing Taliban violence. After lengthy talks behind closed doors, the Taliban and Washington signed an agreement in February for reduced violence and moved toward talks with the Afghan government, but attacks by the group have increased since then. Esper told reports that he believed the Afghan government was also not living up to its commitment. The Afghan government was not part of an agreement between the United States and the Taliban. Esper said the Afghan government and the Taliban both need to come together to make progress on the terms that were laid out. Progress on moving to negotiations between the militant group and the Afghan government has been delayed in part by the political feud between President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, who both claim to be Afghanistan's rightful leader following September's disputed election. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy throughout the country, with chances of becoming generally cloudy towards afternoon. Thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds and hail is possible at some places of the hilly regions and at a few places of the dry region. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 27.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. High-level committee recommends on continuing the lockdown to prevent and control the coronavirus outbreak. Today's cabinet meeting to take the final decision regarding the lockdown industries to be gradually reopened. The number of coronavirus cases rises to 82 after 7 more people tested positive in Apalganj, 6 people returning home today after being cured of coronavirus. And corona death toll across the world rises above 251,000. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next News edition will be at 8 in the evening. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.